Hey, this is Christina Martin, and you're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home, 101.5 UMFM. Jeff rocks.
I don't know. That's, you know, I appreciate a good big rock fade out, but 30 seconds, that's pushing it. That's a little too long. And it, you know, you could have let that go a little longer before fading out, but seriously, 30 seconds to fade that out. Crazy. Hey, welcome. It's Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff, down here till 4 o'clock. Thanks for stopping in and making us part of your day. Hopefully you'll make it a longer part of your day and stick around and, you know, maybe have some fun. If it's not fun, well, fix it. Okay, I've been trying to fix this show for how many years now? 13 years? 14 years? Something like that. And I'm not doing a very good job because it's still a mess. But you could fix it. You know, all you have to do is just phone me up, 204-269-8636, 269-UMFM, and say, Jeff, you know what you need to play to turn this ship around? And there you go. See? That's how you fix it. Or you can email me if you don't want to tell it to my face. I can take it. After all the nasty things I've said in my life, you can say almost anything to me and I can take it. But if you want to email me, jeff@telebandagohome.com, or you can find it on the Facebook or on the Twitter. Heck, stop by. It's a nice day, you know? Not very sunny, but it's not very cold. And I don't know what was going on. I thought maybe the show was getting a lot of press today. There were all kinds of news vehicles right outside when I walked in, but as soon as I got here, they left. So I guess they weren't here to see me. So I don't know. I'm gonna have to turn on the news tonight and see what was going on that was so exciting that I wasn't invited to. You know what's exciting? New music. And it keeps coming. We kicked it off with something from the brand new record from Christina Martin. It's called It'll Be All Right. That's the last track on the record. And between you and me, I think it might be the best one. Why you stick something that good way at the end? I don't know. Somewhere With You, that's brand new. I like that track. A bunch more on there, and we played a couple for you on Thursday, and I'm sure we'll get to some more in the days and weeks to come. But I got another new one that I'm eagerly awaiting. This guy doesn't put out records very often. I think it's been like 6 or 8 years or something since the last record. Not exactly prolific. Maybe though it means he'll throw a couple of new songs into the same set list that I've seen time and time again over the past bunch of years. Don't get me wrong, it's a terrific set list and a great show, but, you know, maybe throwing in a few of these new songs might help. Who knows? Anyway, this record, I think it comes out in February. The download just appeared for us radio geeks today. So this might be your first chance anywhere to hear some of these songs. Actually, this one, I think he's actually done this one live. I've heard this song before. I'm pretty sure it was part of the live show for a while. And it's a gooder. From the brand new record, Complicated Game, this is James McMurtry. You're listening to Tell the Band to Go Home.
2, 3, 4. Don't you be yelling at me when I'm cleaning my gun. I'll wash the blood off the tailgate when deer season's done. We got one more weekend to go, and I'd like to kill one more doe. So I'll shovel the sidewalk again, 'cause you're still in a stew. And I bet the bridge tender's widow won't mind that I can't please you. She sure got the run of the men out here where the pickings are thin. There's not much to do. Last night in the grip of a fright, scared to breathe, for I might make Now the big boxes out on the bypass are shaving us thin. I guess we'll hold on a couple more years till the pension kicks in. Then we'll sell all the stock in the store, leave only the lock on the door, and wonder what then. When I wake up at night in the grip of a fright, and you hold me so tight to your chest, and your breath on my skin still pulls me back in till I'm weightless and then I can rest. So if Monsignor should pull you aside as you're leaving the church, and I'm out on the ice dropping lines for the walleye and perch, tell him it's not your job to bring me to the fold, I'd rather stand out in the cold. And honey, I know the wood pile's low and you can't close the flue, so I'll split up a couple more chords for the winter time's through. Hold on to your rosary beads, leave me to my mischievous.
Forgotten coast. Tell the one I'll miss the most.
most. He's down on that forgotten coast. You gotta throw him back.
Hey, this is Brandi Carlile. Tell the band to go home. 101.5 UMFM.
It really breaks my heart to see a dear old friend go down in the worn out place again. Know the sound of a closing door? Have you heard that sound somewhere before? Do you wonder if she knows you anymore? I wrapped your love around me like a chain, but I never was afraid that it would die. Your pain? Did you think that love's a foolish game? Did you find someone else to take the blame? I wrapped your love around me like a chain, but I never was afraid that it would die. You can dance in a hurricane, standing in the eye. You can dance in a hurricane, but only if you're standing in the eye. I am a sturdy soul, shame in lying down in the bed you made. Can you fight the urge to run for another day? You might make it further if you learn to stay. I wrapped your love around me like a chain, but I never was afraid that it would die.
Shadows, damn your love, damn your life.
keep us together.
How do you like that? I like it just fine, don't you? That's Brandi Carlile there with her cover of Fleetwood Mac's "The Chain." We'll send it out to Jan and Tim, who went on a cruise with Brandi Carlile and like everybody amazing in the world, except me, of course. Lyle Lovett stole their luggage. I always knew he was a little shifty. That guy, you can't trust Lyle Lovett. So I don't know. Although the idea of dressing in gear from the merch table sounds all right to me, underwear or no. But glad you had a good time, Jan and Tim. Good to hear from you. And wow, what a time! Listen to this, okay? They sent me their list of the best cover songs they saw on the big cruise. They have this big cruise every year where everybody that we love goes on the boat, and you know, some lucky bastards get to go. Best cover songs: "Keep on Rockin' in the Free World," covered by Lucinda Williams and Brandi Carlile. I mean, I'm done right there. "When Will I Be Loved?" Elizabeth Cook did that one. "Down by the River" by Noah Gunderson. That's pretty cool. Brandi did "The Chain." "Ain't My Cross to Bear." Lucinda did that one. "Free Bird." Todd Snyder did "Free Bird." I don't know if that's a good idea or not. And "A Little Taste of Honey" by some band called the Dusty 45s, which we'll have to look up. But they remind me of the Warp 45s, which I might just have to play for you today. You know. Anyway, that's Brandi. That's from the Starbucks Sweetheart CD last year. I was just trying to find out if there's going to be another one this year. I don't know. I can't see any confirmation of that. So I guess we'll have to wait and see. But it's always an interesting thing. They get people to do love songs, and some of them are interesting, and some of them are just plain terrible. That one I think sounds pretty great. We also heard Brandi Carlile with a new track called "The Eye." Really like that one. She's got a brand new record coming out in March called "The Fire Watcher's Daughter," and that track is on it. And I don't know. I know you said you don't really dig them, but dig Brandi Carlile, Jan and Tim, but. That was pretty good, don't you think? Pretty good. I know you dig James McMurtry, who we heard before. That couple tracks from "Complicated Game," his new brand new record. You celebrate a great new James McMurtry record when you can, because it don't happen very often. And it's an interesting one. You know, the first track that we heard off that record was that "How Am I Gonna Find You Now" thing, and it was pretty rocking, and it had all these weird sounds in it and everything. And I thought, whoa, this is going to be an interesting record. And that's the only rocking track on the whole record. It's a pretty mellow thing, but the songs are beautiful. I hope you enjoyed those, because I love them. We heard "Forgotten Coast" and "Copper Canteen" there from the brand new James McMurtry record, and I'm tempted to play you some more, because I like the thing. I mean, I only listened to it once. I only got it just before the show. But I like it. I like it. I'm looking forward to it. Okay, here's one. You know, I'm gonna play a song. I'm gonna give you a little warning. I'm gonna play a song in not this song, not the next song, but the third song, and it's got a word in it that some people get a little turned off by on a Sunday afternoon, and it's used many times. But I think when you hear the song, you'll understand why the guy couldn't have screwed up, couldn't have messed up. He had to do something else, because he really blew it. So you know, if you're offended by that kind of word, or you know, the kids are around, I'm giving you two songs, about 6 minutes worth of music to shoo him out of the room or something. But this song came out last year, and I only just got around to listening to it yesterday, and I immediately hated myself for not listening to this song sooner, because it's frickin' amazing. I just can't get enough of it. It's so, so great. It's from a guy who got to see at the Folk Fest a couple of years ago, playing with Lucinda Williams, actually. Come to mention it. That's coming up in three songs. We also have a brand new song from Andrew Combs coming up. He's got a brand new record called "All These Dreams," and the first track is out. And I loved his first record, his last record, so much. It is so terrific. So I'm so excited about this record. I don't know about this song yet. I don't know. We're gonna listen to it again together, and we're gonna see. And I got something brand new from a great Canadian songwriter. I know everybody loves him, and I used to as well. In the past few years, I've kind of been feeling like I don't really care anymore. And this record, I listened to a bit of it today, and I didn't get it. I'm hoping that you'll get it and you'll explain it to me, or, you know, maybe listening to it again will give me some perspective and get me to smarten up. But I kind of feel like it's over between us. And that's too bad, because he is a good guy. And I know I should just shut up and play it. Brand new record called Carousel One. This is brand new from Ron Sexsmith, then some Andrew Combs, then a song that's going to blow your mind. But it's got a bad word.
But as sure as I am living, I'll be loving you. Beside your beating heart is where I'm living, to guide me through the darkness unforgiving. You taught me to take some chances. World with there are no answers. Please understand, while I am living, I'll be loving you. Underneath the sky, above the ground, wonder she and I, following the sound of our own song. Behind the twilight veil, the sun's descending. Its kindness without fail is never ending. There by the grace go I, though I may never know why. But as sure as I am living, I'll be loving. Yes, as long as I'm living, I'll be loving you.
fast, keeping mean. I don't mean what I'm saying, baby. Somebody save me. I'll do a line, have a dream, tell the world what I think. Keep it fast, keep it mean. I don't mean what I'm saying, baby. Somebody save me. Ooh, who do I think I'm fooling?
Friends about me. fucked up. I know I fucked up, but please, baby, don't tell our friends about me.
My God, is that not beautiful? I think I listened to that like four times in a row yesterday when I finally got around to listening to it. It came out last year. Guy's name is Blake Mills. He's a guitar player, a hired gun of sorts. Played with Lucinda here a few years ago and plays with Fiona Apple, who you heard on that track from Blake's solo record, Hi Ho. And holy crap. Is that gorgeous or what? That guy, see, you understand what I'm saying? That guy really messed up bad. I don't know what he did, but it wasn't good. And you just can't use another word, I don't think. Beautiful, beautiful stuff. Love that. I'm going to come back to that in a second. Andrew Combs before that with Foolin' from his new record, All These Dreams. And Ron Sexsmith in there with something from his new one, Carousel One. We heard Loving You, and, you know, listening to that Blake Mills track, it just, especially that end part, the whole record really, is that going to buzz? It's going to buzz. I hate it when it buzzes. Oh, well. That end part, it just got me to thinking about this guy. I love this guy so much. Oh, man. And I'm going to go back to, I'm going to play some stuff. Just because I was thinking about it, and that's how this show works, from a record that I got years ago when I was a kid. My pal Mark, I don't know if he's out there listening today, but got me this record and a bunch of other records and set me straight. Well, I don't know. I'd never stop listening to this record. It's so great. So I got to thank him and share it with you from the album Bop Till You Drop. This is the great Ry Cooder on Tell the Band to Go Home. Oh, it's going to buzz. Is that buzz gonna bug you? It's pretty bad.
My father told me, lying on his bed of death, boy, says, woman, she's gonna make it. Don't fool yourself, 'cause she's got something to make a man lay that money right in her hand. The very thing that makes her rich will make you poor. Mm-hmm. The very thing that makes her rich will make you poor. That's right. Well, I put you behind the wheel of a deuce and a quarter. Yes, I did. Had you living like a rich man's daughter. Yes, I did. I showed it whilst you were living high on the hog. You had me down here scuffing like a dog. Well, the very thing that
made you rich, made me poor.
He gambles when he's in a town or city. ground.
Lend a hand and do not fail to show him pity.
Always lift him up and never knock him down.
If he's blue and doesn't have a word to say, let him know you are his friend, can be trusted. It would cheer this lonely fellow on his way. If he finds it hard for him to keep his family, let a kind word greet his ear when he's around. Don't say anything at all to make against him.
Always lift him up and never knock him down.
Try to lift his load, to help to bear his burden. Let him know that you are walking by his side. And if he feels that all is lost, he is falling, try to place that poor man's feet on solid ground.
Always lift him up and never knock him down. Always lift him up and never knock him
job and down, bend low at the people's feet on the windy corner of the he shined his shoes. How'd he keep from getting the blues? He grinned and he shook his little head about the shoes shine rag, and then he said,
you know,
get a rhythm.
When you get the blues, get a rhythm. When you get the blues, get a rock and roll, fit it in your bones.
Tap
on your toes and
loose, there you go.
Get a rhythm.
Action. Meet you down at the action.
Yeah, that's super group, and what a super group it was. I like this record. I think a lot of people hate it, but I like it. Features Ry Cooder along with John Hiatt and Nick Lowe along with Jim Keltner. Pretty good stuff there called Little Village. And that's the action. Before that, we heard a bunch from Ry Cooder just because I do these things. We heard Get Rhythm, title track to that fine record. Always Lift Them Up, Kanaka Way Way from Chicken Skin Music and from Bop Till You Drop, the very thing that makes her rich will make you poor. Such good stuff. And I brought a bunch of other classic vinyl in. And I might just keep going, you know, down that road, or I might, I don't know what I'll do. Because none of it's Canadian. And we're supposed to play Canadian stuff on this show. But, you know, Stu Reed never does, so why should I? I don't know. We'll see. We'll figure it out. Stick around. A couple of minutes. We'll play some commercials, and we'll come back, and we'll figure out where we go from there. Stick around. This is Tell the Band to Go Home, and you're listening to UMFM. And thanks for doing so. Please continue.